Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about understanding body and mind healing speeds. The body and the mind heal at different speeds. We cannot expect our body to just do what our mind has thought about just in this exact moment. And in a lot of ways, that's good. And in a lot of ways, it frustrates us and it has us thinking that we're going to go on with this forever. So let's get talking. Let's see how we can let our body catch up and by understanding our body and mind has different healing speeds. We come to realize that it's our mind that is causing us to have the stress hormone cascade that causes us so much discomfort. And this is a huge revelation when we have this, to actually be able to understand that that physical feeling that you're having that has frightened you, or that ruminating thought that's going, that is scaring you, that these things are there because you are stuck in the higher stress mode. You are there, and you may not be in a stressful situation, but you are at your threshold of stress. And so our mind and body go to these different places. Often it is felt through the body. Sometimes it's through the mind with the thoughts. And so we can, when we finally get this revelation, I can remember for myself, it was being able to understand that the morning, the feeling that I was having in the morning wasn't something wrong with me, or it wasn't a signal that all kinds of things were bad were going to be happening, that this was just a feeling I got in the morning. Now, at that time, when I was coming to understand more about it, I didn't know that that was because of my cortisol being high, and that was just a normal thing at waking up. But I knew that I'd been having this, and nothing ever happened. It was just a feeling that came in the morning, and then it eventually went away. But earlier on, I would get that feeling, and mine was started in my gut, and it would be like it would rise up, and then it would overtake my whole body, and I would lay in that bed and go, oh no, here we go again. And what did that do? That just kept me in the struggle. It kept me in that fear, adrenaline fear cycle. It kept going around. So when I finally learned that I had been feeling that, and then nothing ever really happened, it wasn't really a bad day, or my body didn't give out on me, or it was just a discomfort. I didn't know what it was. It was uncomfortable, but it was there, and I knew I was going to be okay. That was a revelation. That's when the light bulb goes off, and we can begin to see that after this happens, that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid of the feelings. And so when you get past that, you can often have a feeling of, oh no, now I'm getting a new doubt. Oh no, now I'm getting a new fear. And what is this one? This is, why have I not gotten better yet? Why have I not gotten better yet? We get stuck in that next, because we have some understanding of what's happening. And we're actually, I didn't know really what it was. I just knew I was okay. And then we can have that where we're understanding it. And so then we go along with that. Some time passes and we get this feeling of, it's like almost like getting a backlash of doubt and fear. And we go, why am I not better yet? Why have not other things changed yet? And one of the biggest questions that I hear when I'm working with people is, how long will this take? Now, this is an understandable question. I mean, who doesn't want to know how long it's going to take, right? It's an understandable question, as when we finally realize that we don't have to suffer like this anymore, that this is not something organically wrong with us. When we understand that, we realize we don't have to suffer like this anymore, we're more than ready to have all of these sensations, symptoms, thoughts, and ruminations vanish for good, and we want it to vanish right now. One of anxiety's little but very painful hooks is this question, how long will it take? This doubt sets us up to continue scanning the horizon for any signs that we are possibly still hooked by anxiety. We keep looking for it. We're checking, looking, and we start out some new habits and behaviors that are also actually anxious behaviors. But because they're new, we kind of keep doing them. We got to watch out for this because we want to let ourselves know it doesn't matter how long it takes. I'm in the process of healing. Doubt, questioning, and scanning that horizon, looking for all of the possibilities and where we might be stuck so that we can quickly untie it and be fine. These kind of behaviors and they're the opposite end of the spectrum from acceptance and floating, and they're certainly not letting time pass. These are the things that we have to be doing. Can you hear the wisdom of Claire Weeks in that? Face it, accept it, flow, and let time pass. So clearing anxiety panic is not a matter of intellectual understanding. If it was only about understanding intellectually, you all would be fine. You all already get it. There is a misconception that once we understand something, that we have it. And I know you hear me talk about that here a lot. We understand it intellectually. We get it in our head. We've done the reading. But our body is just not there. We talked about this in other podcasts where the body has to do what it has to do in order to heal. And it's not on the same timetable as our mind. When we have made up our mind and have an intellectual understanding of something, it doesn't mean the body is in lockstep with us. So let's get back now to understanding the body and the mind and their different healing speeds. We have to accept the feelings and the sensations and the symptoms that we have, and we have to learn to float along with them. We talked about that in the last show also, because it's so important, and I get a lot of questions about floating, and I think it's a tough one to get, so I want you to practice it as much as you can. As a matter of fact, right now, before I continue, why don't you see where you can let go? Where can you let go? What can you let go of? Even when I said that, I felt myself drop down a little bit. We need these kinds of triggers for ourselves, these good triggers, so we can do that when we take a nice breath. And then when we exhale, when the exhale, let everything drop down. Let your shoulders drop down. Let your belly relax so that when you take your next inhale, it poofs out a little bit. That's getting everything working just the way that it should. And let even your eyes and your face relax. We hold a lot of tension in our face along with our shoulders and neck and jaw. So many places. So see if you can just right now let something go. One breath in, and then on that exhale, let something relax. Do this as often as you can. And do it when you are floating, when you are acknowledging your feeling or your sensation, pain even, and the emotion, the ruminating thought, the scary thought. You know you're safe. Register that. Notice the thought, the sensation. Register it, and then let go. We're going to float. So as you learn to float along with the feelings and sensations, we can let the body begin to catch up with our acknowledgement that we know we're okay and that this all will pass. But we give the body a boost by letting it have the time it needs to catch up. A change in our attitude is vital, and it's just as important as the willingness to let the body catch up. So we have to be willing to let the body catch up and change our attitude about it. We don't want to be angry with ourselves for not being perfect right now or perfect ever, but let go of the timeline for your body catching up. We've been, you know, when you have anxiety panic, you've been in a physical state of high alert, burning through your stress hormones and forcing your amygdala to be on all day, day in and day out for however long. And for some of you, that's been a really long time. It was a really long time for me. And we cannot expect our bodies to snap to simply because intellectually we get it. Consider if you were out of shape. Like, let's just consider an out of shape person who's all of a sudden had this great idea. They've been reading about health. They've been reading about exercise and diet, and they have a light bulb moment of how much better they probably will feel and how much their mind and body will love it if they can get into shape. So, they get it. But this body does not really care that there has been a light bulb moment. It will only respond in time to a new healthy regime that is taken one step at a time, one foot in front of the other. And the very same holds true for clearing anxiety panic. So what can you guys do to help work on this, right? We always have to do something to keep us. These are not tools to do because it's a formula. If you do this one and this one and this one, you'll be okay in 10 days. I wish it worked like that, but it doesn't. These are only ideas to help you to get to the place where you are actually doing all of the facing, the accepting, the floating and letting time pass, actually in a place of acceptance. It takes little nudgings. And so that's what these are, what we're talking about here. I'm trying to nudge you along the path a little bit. So why don't you try this? The next time you feel like you're getting doubtful about your healing path, or you get that feeling that, or that thought that I always had, like, oh no, it's still here, or oh no, here we go again. Or when you have the need to scan the horizon, looking for any possible pitfalls, because you're getting nervous now and you want to be able to watch out for any potential problems out there. So when you are looking for these signs of sensations of difficulty, remind yourself that you're in training. Just like when we talked about the person who wanted to get into shape. Remind yourself that you are in training and that your body will catch up and that you are willing to love it along the way, no matter how long it takes. This is really important. You are going to love your body along the way and your mind, because I know a lot of this change has got to happen in the mind too, with the thinking and the thoughts. But those changes will happen because a lot of that is our brain is part of our body, and those changes happen as we build all the new connections, both in our body, which includes our brain, and our mind gets the message that all is okay. So no matter how long it takes, you are going to love it yourself along the way. This is true acceptance. I look forward to hearing from you. If you have a question for the show, please send it in. You can also leave a voicemail on the website, anxietycoachespodcast.com, or you can send an email, anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. I look forward to those. And now for today's quote. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will endure the darkness, for it shows me the stars. And that's from Og Mandino. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.